الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Welcome dear viewers to another episode within our series titled Exemplary Devotees. Alhamdulillah, the purpose of this series is that we educate and learn more about the lives of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But alongside the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we will hear statements and a bit of biography from the pious predecessors, and in particular their devotion to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So to highlight the true differentiating factors between us and them in terms of our claimants of loving the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then in reality being a true lover, and with this inshallah intention that we will rectify any shortcomings we see in our actions, and we will in turn develop more sincere love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Inshallah, today we will discuss a great lover of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He is given the title of Sayyidul Mu'adhineen by the blessed mouth of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is none other than Sayyidina Bilal Habshi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And inshallah, before commencing onto the topic, let us mention a virtue of reciting Salat ala Nabi. The final Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam has said, Inna Allah wakala bi qabri malakan, that verily Allah has appointed and assigned an angel at my grave. A'tahu asma' al khala'iq, that angel has been bestowed the ability and power to hear all of creation's voices. فَلَا يُصَلِّي عَلَيَّ أَحَدٌ إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ إِلَّا أَبْلَغَنِي بِسْمِهِ وَاسْمِ أَبِيهِ. Thus, until the Day of Judgment, whoever sends salat upon me, that angel will present to me that person's name as well as his father's name. هذا فلان بن فلان قد صلى عليك. And what will he say in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? That so and so, who is the son of so and so, has sent salat upon you, O Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Subhanallah. The views of Madani Channel, the excellencies of reciting peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are numerous. We should make it our habit. We should, upon remembering the name of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, stop all of our activities and slowly, with love and devotion, send peace and blessings upon our master, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, all of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hold their respective rank and status in the court of Allah and in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Having said that, Sayyidina Bilal al-Habshi, the Ethiopian, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with him, holds a very special rank and status. Firstly, he endured many difficulties for the sake of Islam, and these difficulties were truly unbearable. But the religious enthusiasm, the zeal and passion of Sayyidina Bilal Habshi radiyallahu anhu for the sake of Islam, his piety, his abstinence from the world, his love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam are his outstanding qualities. Inshallah, today we will listen to a brief introduction to Sayyidina Bilal al-Habshi radiallahu anhu, and then we will move on to his devotion for the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A brief introduction. Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu was a slave of the Banu Jumah tribe. His name was Bilal, his father's name was Rabah, and his mother's name was Hamama. His kunya, his patronymic title, are quite a few: Abu Abdullah, Abu Abdul Karim, Abu Abdul Rahman, and Abu Amr. He was famous by the title of Mu'adhinur Rasul, the prophetic or the prophet's Mu'adhin, announcer, caller to prayer. And he was also given the title Sayyidul Mu'adhinin, the leader of those who deliver the Adhan. Subhanallah. And it is in this regard, as cited in Mu'jam Kabir, that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Bilal is a good person and the leader of those who give Adhan. Subhanallah. He is classed amongst those good fortune people who accepted Islam at the early stage. Sayyidina Bilal al-Habshi radiallahu anhu would worship in solitude. He was a man of virtue and generosity. And he was the slave of the leader of the believers, Sayyiduna Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And then Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu freed Sayyidina Bilal al-Habshi radiallahu anhu. As we know, Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu was persecuted greatly because of having embraced Islam. This is a lesson for those and for all of us, that whenever we face difficulty, because we are Muslim, because we are believers of the final Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we should not turn away from the religion, but rather we should remain firm, resolute, and be a mountain of patience at the onset of difficulty. He was also the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's treasurer, and he loved the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam immensely. He had the utmost tawakkul and reliance upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His belief, his iman was absolutely sincere, and he was of the pure-hearted ones. When the heat would intensify in the afternoon, and Umayyah bin Khalaf would bring him out, lay him on his back on the sandy grounds of Makkah, call for a boulder and place it on his chest. Despite being a victim of tremendous torture and suffering, Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu would proclaim the words Ahad, Ahad, meaning Allah is one, Allah is one. And finally, Sayyidina Bilal al-Habshi radiallahu anhu passed away in the 20th year after Hijri, 20 AH. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. O devotees of the companions, the praiseworthy attributes of Sayyidina Bilal al-Habshi radiallahu anhu are so numerous that this small amount of time will not suffice to mention all of them. However, one of the attributes of Sayyidina Bilal al-Habshi is unmatched and unrivaled, and that is his devotion to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sayyidina Bilal al-Habshi radiallahu anhu was so engrossed in the love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he did not have any concern for any worldly things. He would tolerate everything, but he could not tolerate the slightest disrespect to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. And it is due to this love that he had for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam which granted him this high rank and status and honor in both worlds. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we can understand the true love and devotion of Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu for the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from this account, that at the time of his demise, at the time when he was about to leave this world and his soul was leaving his body, Sayyidina Bilal al-Habshi radiallahu anhu was joyous, was happy, and he was awaiting and anticipating the meeting of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So let us listen to this account. It's cited in Ihya al-Ulum in Kitabu Dhikr al-Maut, volume 5, page 231. When the soul of Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu began to leave his body during his final illness, his wife became restless and said, "Wa huzna," meaning, "Oh my calamity," or "Oh what a calamity that has befallen us." Sayyidina Bilal al-Habshi radiallahu anhu opened his eyes and in a state of jubilation, overjoy, happiness and eagerness, he said, "Wa taraba," "Oh my happiness. Oh, what a joyous occasion this is." The final words that he radiallahu anhu then said were, "Ghadan nalqal ahibbata Muhammadan wa hizbahu." Tomorrow we shall meet our friends Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and his blessed companions radiallahu anhum ajma'in. Subhanallah. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, just ponder for a moment. At the time of death, when a person is going through his last moments, many people are thinking about many things. That how much wealth have I left behind? What is going to happen to my family members, to my children? How are they going to survive? How are they going to earn income? All of these things go through the mind of a normal, simple person. But when it comes to the elite believing people, then this is their status. This is their level, that at every moment of his life, Sayyidina Bilal al-Habshi radiallahu anhu was attached to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was attached to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in battle, in ease, at the time of delivering the adhan, and throughout journeys and expeditions, Sayyidina Bilal al-Habshi was with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So then why would it not be the case that at the time of his demise, he is remembering the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He welcomed death with a smile on his face and with open arms, because he knew that death is that barrier, or death is that transport which will take me to my beloved. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, we need to understand how much love these blessed individuals had for the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then take a mirror glance at ourselves. How much devotion do me and you have to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam? When it comes to remembering the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, do we remember him often? Do we inspire our children to remember him in abundance? Do we teach our children about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam? Do we teach them about his prophetic traits, his good qualities sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? My dear viewers of Madani Channel, we should not shy from remembering the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Because Sayyidi Ala Hazrat teaches us that jo na bhula hum gharibon ko raza. Jo na bhula hum gharibon ko raza. Yaad uski apni aadat kijiye. O people, O so-called devotees, for the sake of that individual who never forgot us at every moment in his blessed life, to the extent that when he met Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the elation and the mi'raj of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was the true mi'raj and the ascension of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he beheld Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with his own blessed eyes. And even at that moment, and even at that occasion, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not forget us. We learn from the life of Sayyidina Bilal al-Habshi radiallahu anhu that to be true devotees of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we must remember him sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. Today we take it for granted. Today, when the name of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is mentioned before us, there is no change in our character, in our demeanor, in our decorum, in our behavior. There's nothing that's changed. But in the life of our pious predecessors, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, their entire complexion would change. And inshallah, in the future episodes, we will mention these in detail. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, another sign that an individual loves his beloved, and in particular our master sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, it is to mention him abundantly, to pray for him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by sending salawat, but as well as showing love to the tribe of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. It's a obligation upon a true devotee that he remembers the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and everything that's attached to him. I will now present to you an account from the life of Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu, in which he supplicates for the Muslim Ummah and in particular the blessed tribe of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it is reported by Sayyidina Urwa bin Zubair radiallahu ta'ala anhu that a female companion radiallahu anha of the tribe of Banu Najjar, she said, in the vicinity of Masjidun Nabawi Sharif, ala sahibiha salatu wassalam, in the vicinity, my home was the highest, and Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu would give the adhan of Fajr from the roof. He would come in the last part of the night and he would sit on the roof of the home, waiting for the rise of Fajr. So before the time of Fajr would start, Sayyidina Bilal al-Habshi radiallahu anhu would make his way to the roof of the home. And when he would see that the Fajr dawn has broken, he would stretch out his arms and he would make dua, O Allah Almighty, I praise you and seek your assistance, your support, your help in the matter of the Quraysh, that they keep established your religion. And the female companion from the Banu Najjar, she mentions that Sayyidina Bilal al-Habshi radiallahu anhu would call out the adhan after this. And then she says, taking an oath by Allah, she says, I swear by Allah, according to my knowledge, there was not a single night in which he did not make this dua. Allahu Akbar. You may be thinking that where has this been cited? This is cited in one of the great books of the Siha Sitta, Sunan Abu Dawood Sharif, in Kitab al-Salah. Hadith number referenced on this page is 519. So my dear viewers of Madani Channel, what do we learn from this account? We firstly learn that if making dua for just the Quraysh before the adhan is permissible, then, and that this is the way and the sunnah of Sayyidina Bilal al-Habshi radiallahu anhu, his continuous practice, if this is the practice of a companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then if we as lovers of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam make dua for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam before reciting the adhan, before calling out the adhan, then what does he mean by making dua? For example, sending salat upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then this is undoubtedly permissible, and this is a means of attaining reward as well. And another point we learn is that before giving the adhan, Sayyidina Bilal al-Habshi radiallahu anhu would make dua for himself and the tribe of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam every day. So when we make dua, we learn from this that we should not only make dua for ourselves, but for every Muslim man and woman, child, for the entire Muslim ummah. As this is from amongst the etiquettes and the adab of performing dua. اعلی حضرت امام اہل سنت مولانا شاہ امام احمد رضا خان علیہ رحمت الرحمن mentions that if the one making dua is not worthy of being bestowed upon himself, meaning if his actions are not worthy enough, but he's making dua, then he will attain his request by using the mediation of someone else. Meaning, if the one making dua is not such that he be given anything, he's not pious, he's not practicing, he's not doing those actions which are worthy and which necessitate the mercy of Allah upon him, then if he wishes that his du'as are accepted, then he should supplicate in the court of Allah through a righteous person. And it's mentioned a very beautiful point. Sayyidina Abu Shaykh Asbahani alayhi rahman narrates the following from Sayyidina Thabit Bunani alayhi rahma, that it was mentioned to us that whoever makes du'a, this is a very important point, and inshallah this will benefit you. Whoever makes du'a of afiyat, of well-being, for the male and female Muslims, then on the day of judgment, when this supplicator passes by their groups, the groups of men and male and female Muslims, a caller will say, he is that individual who would make dua of well-being for you in the world. So what will happen because of this? All of those people and the Muslim men and women will intercede for that person. And they will plead in the court of Allah and they will take him into paradise. Subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we learn from this that supplicating for our Muslim brothers and sisters will not only benefit us in the dunya, but will also benefit us on Yawm al-Qiyamah. Dua is a means of attaining absolute goodness from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in both worlds. It is a means of attaining proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is a weapon of a believer. It is the essence of worship. And it is something, unfortunately, that we have neglected today. My dear viewers of Madni Channel, we learn a lesson from this account that we must revive the sunnah of performing dua. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, at every occasion, in his blessed day-to-day life, he would supplicate in the court of Allah. Supplicate in the court of Allah before eating, after eating, before relieving himself, after relieving himself, when he would look into the mirror, after drinking water, before drinking water, and on so many different occasions, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam supplicated in the court of Allah. So we too should follow in the prophetic way. As well as this, in the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah Muhammad, which is in the 26th part, verse 19, وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لِذَنْبِكَ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ. The translation from Kanzul Iman, and O beloved, seek forgiveness for the sins of your special and common believing men and women. Subhanallah. And further, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam once heard an individual saying, Allahumma ghfirli, O Allah, please forgive me. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him, if you were to have included all of the Muslims in your dua, then your dua would have been accepted. Subhanallah. So my dear viewers of Madani Channel, we learn that we must supplicate for all the Muslims. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, I would like to present you a very heart-wrenching and a very emotional account from the life of Sayyidina Bilal Habshi radiallahu anhu. And this was after the apparent demise of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It goes like this. After migrating from Medina, Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhum settled in the area of Syria known as Dariyah. One night, he radiallahu anhu was blessed with the vision of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in his dream. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, O Bilal, why this distance? Has the time not come for you to visit me in Medina? The great devotee, Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, woke up in a state of grief and fear. And he immediately mounted his animal and he set off in the direction of Madinatul Munawwara. when he arrived at the blessed shrine of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, tears began to flow from his blessed eyes, and he began to rub his blessed face on the purifying soil of the blessed shrine of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The two fragrant flowers of the prophetic garden, Sayyidina Imam Hassan and Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu anhuma, arrived there and saw Sayyidina Bilal Habshi radiallahu anhu. And then Sayyidina Bilal Habshi radiallahu anhu saw them, he smiled, he embraced them with love and affection, and he showed them immense love. They both then said, "O Bilal, we desire to hear the same adhan that you would give in the morning during the blessed and apparent lifetime of our beloved grandfather sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam." Now, how could Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu not accept the request of these two blessed pearls? Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu ascended the portion of the roof of Masjid al-Nabawi Sharif ala sahibiha salatu wassalam, from which he would give the adhan during the apparent lifetime of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu began the adhan with Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, the residents of Madinatul Munawwarah became restless. They came out of their homes, and when the words Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah were recited, people became restless. Crying could be heard throughout the city of Madinatul Munawwarah from every direction. When Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu reached the words Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, there was a commotion in the city of Madinatul Munawwarah. The people began to ask out loud, "Has the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam returned and come out of his blessed grave?" Sayyidina Bilal Habshi radiallahu anhu, he could not complete the adhan, because he mentions that when I would recite these words, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I would look towards the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, towards his blessed pulpit, and then I would see him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now I look over and I do no longer see the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I can no longer say this adhan within the blessed masjid of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it's mentioned, after the apparent demise of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the people of Madinatul Munawwarah did not experience such sorrow as they did on this day. That the day in which Sayyidina Bilal Habshi radiallahu anhu came back and recited the adhan. My dear brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, just ponder for a moment. Those individuals whose entire life and purpose in life was to obey the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they lived every moment just to behold the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then just think for a moment that now the adhan is being delivered by Sayyidul Muazzineen, the leader of all of those who give the adhan, Muazzinul Rasul, the one who was designated by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to recite the adhan. No matter his color, he was appointed on top of the Holy Kaaba to deliver the adhan. Everybody looking in amazement that a previous slave is now on top of the Holy Kaaba. This is the honor that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave to Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, not demeaning him, not looking down upon him because of his skin color, but because of his iman, because of his love for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, because of his religious zeal and passion, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave him this honor. But my dear viewers of Madinah Channel, the point I'd like to mention, what was going through the heart of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam at that moment, that they thought that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has returned? How much joy would they have experienced? How much love? And then when they came to realize that this is not the case, how broken they would have been. and how much sorrow would have filled their heart. Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, we learn from this account the love and the true devotion, the exemplary devotee, Sayyidina Bilal Habshi radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And my dear viewers of Madani Channel, we learn that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is the essence of our lives and should be the essence of our lives if we are claimants to be true lovers and true believers of Islam. We supplicate finally in the court of Allah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with love and devotion for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for the sake of Sayyidina Bilal Habshi radiallahu ta'ala anhu. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase all of us in our love for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam every single day of our lives. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us in our life practically to become true devotees, true, loyal, sincere lovers of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyyil al-Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Until next time, sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
They are the exemplary devotees. They are the exemplary devotees. They are the exemplary devotees. They are the exemplary devotees.